From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta says Thursday's presidential election must go on, with or without opposition candidate Raila Odinga. At a rally Monday in a neighborhood in Nairobi, Kenyatta said, "We are here requesting you with a lot of respect. Please let's agree to come out in large numbers and vote for me." Thursday's vote is Kenya's second try this year to elect a president. The Supreme Court threw out the results of the August 8th election because of what it called irregularities and illegalities. Odinga has withdrawn his candidacy, saying Kenya's Electoral Commission has failed to undertake election reforms. The opposition coalition has expressed doubts that the commission is ready to conduct free, fair, and credible elections. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson made an unannounced visit to Afghanistan Monday to discuss the new U.S. strategy for South Asia with the country's leaders. A statement issued by the U.S. Embassy in Kabul said Tillerson stated the new strategy and made clear the United States' commitment to working with the government of Afghanistan and with partners across the region to achieve peace in Afghanistan and deny safe havens to terrorists who threaten that goal. The U.S. and Afghanistan have long alleged that the Afghan Taliban, particularly their deadliest arm, the Haqqani Network, has safe havens in Pakistan. But Pakistani officials claim they have cleared out all militant safe havens in previously lawless tribal areas. Tillerson also made a previously unannounced visit to Iraq on Monday after visiting Afghanistan. This is VOA News. The heads of leading United Nations aid agencies kicked off a special one-day pledging conference to raise $434 million for life-saving assistance for 1.2 million people, including all Rohingya refugees and host communities in Bangladesh. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the conference site in Geneva.
UN agencies have been providing the refugees with urgently needed food, shelter, water and sanitation, health care and other relief. They say humanitarian operations need to be scaled up, but they are cash poor and are unable to do what must be done. Indeed, they warn critical aid will not be sustainable without an injection of substantial funds. For example, the World Food Program, which is providing rations to 580,000 people, has received only 30% of what it needs to continue this operation. While children comprise nearly 60% of the Rohingya refugee population, the UN Children's Fund reports its appeal for support has received a shockingly low 7%. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
President Trump will use his upcoming trip to Asia to further consolidate international pressure on North Korea to attempt to deter its pursuit of perfecting a nuclear-tipped intercontinental ballistic missile. A senior White House official spoke on Monday anonymously to White House reporters, defended the administration's more assertive stance toward North Korea, said, "If we fail to confront and reverse the threat from North Korea, we're going to be living in a much darker era." Indonesia's military chief has decided not to travel to the United States, although the initial issue that prevented him from traveling has been resolved. The country's armed forces commander and his wife were preparing to board a flight to the United States on Saturday when the airline told him that the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency had denied him entry. The United States said the issue was quickly resolved and the general was booked on another flight and cleared to board, but he chose not to travel. The U.S. Deputy Ambassador to Indonesia, Aaron McKee, apologized for the situation Monday, said after meeting with the Indonesian foreign minister, the matter had been resolved. She said the embassy is working very hard to understand what transpired around this incident, and we hope that it will not happen ever again. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.